WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 35 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night, just after 10, College Station police responded to the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park. According to police, two victims said three suspects confronted them while they were taking out their trash. One suspect pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and were not injured. The suspects were described as three black teenage boys. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Add the Bryan School Board to the growing list opposed to being rated by the state by an A through F letter grade. Board President Trey Moore says campus grades will cause parents to overlook the district's specialized academic programs.
Then realize that there is an IB or a Project Lead the Way or, you know, a STEM academy in the junior high or a pre-IB type academy in a junior high, you know, a true GT academy in elementary.
Doug Wunnenberger has no problem with having a different accountability system.
It's apparent to me that the system was never meant to improve student performance. It's a pecuniary accounting of public schools in general.
Bryan and College Station are among more than 60 school boards calling on the legislature to drop the letter grade rating before the new system starts next fall. College Station police officers have issued one ticket and 88 warnings during the first month of the city's new ban on wireless devices while driving and bicycling.
We've had a handful that came in from out of town. Mainly the violators are residents that are in Bryan and College Station.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says to tell your family and friends coming to town for the holidays about the ban.
Tell them, hey, when you get into the city of College Station, put the phone away, put directions to my house in your phone in an audible mode or Bluetooth or on your GPS that's mounted to your dash so you know how to get here. Don't use your phone when you get into town.
Brock says most drivers have said they forgot about the ban or did not know there was one. One of the newly elected members of the Bryan City Council has compiled a list of what he wants to address in the next 3 years. Ruben Marine on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the list includes unity on the council.
Second on that list that the citizens voiced were the unity on the city council.
Then comes the city services.
We have a great city staff that does just a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. So we'll work to continue those city services and make sure they're on par with the rest of the city for district one.
Marine says topping the list is street improvements. And now that it's been a few weeks since the new mayors of the Twin Cities had their first competitive event, it was time to ask the big question on the Infomaniacs.
I don't know who won the Walmart challenge.
Well, you're going to really make me do that, huh?
Well, I got to. I mean, I haven't heard anything, and so I figure I'm going to roll it out.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson kept the suspense going for a few moments on who won the annual Salvation Army bell ringing challenge.
The streak continues.
The streak continues.
All
that's right.
Well, congratulations on that. That's fun.
Nelson noted the winner was the Salvation Army, which continues bell ringing stations at various locations. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after six. It's 35 degrees. Our text line is open 979-695-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This look at news is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is State Representative Kyle Cassell wishing you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer. May you be blessed with the warmth of your home, the love of your family, peace, and happiness. May the gifts we share this season be a reminder of God's precious gift to us. And may your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partly cloudy to clear skies going through the night with low temperatures by early Tuesday morning, a chilly 25 to 30. Now it will turn milder over the next several days into midweek with fair weather continuing, Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high of 50. Fair weather at night, staying above freezing, mid-30s on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, sunny and again even milder, low 60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Myles Garrett is staying, at least through the bowl game. We'll talk about that. Came out with an announcement yesterday. Okay. So, to get your hopes up there.
Yeah.
Also, dozens of people enjoyed the Miami Beach Bowl yesterday. We'll hear some sights and sounds from that, as well as Bill O'Brien has made a big-time announcement. We'll talk a little bit about that. All that more coming up in sports.
So the Miami Bowl game was yesterday. I didn't even realize.
It was the Miami Beach Bowl game, 2:30 in the afternoon on a Monday. And as you would expect, it kind of showed in the crowd.
So did they play on the beach? That would be interesting.
They played in Marlins Park.
Okay. Sand football would be...
That actually would make sense, you know, having an outdoor stadium that's right there on the beach somehow or some kind of field.
Yep.
But instead they played in a baseball stadium that nobody goes to anyways and definitely didn't show up very much.
Because, I mean, Walter Payton used to train by running in sand uphill. I mean,
and so did Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed.
Of course they did.
So
okay, one of those three was a real person.
Well, we used to do sand workouts when I played in college.
Okay, and again, sand football would level the playing field. I would think.
Yeah, maybe.
Where did they have sand in Brenham?
They had sand courts.
Oh,
they had sand volleyball courts outside at one of the parks.
But it wasn't.
We didn't play sand volleyball. We did like legit running in the sand. It was awful.
I didn't know if y'all were going to like Sonic or something.
Oh no. We had things.
We had things.
Okay. We had things in Brenham.
There was stuff. Okay.
We had a Starbucks back then. Let me tell you.
Get away.
No, we did.
Was it a freestanding Starbucks or was it inside the HEB?
No, it was freestanding. Freestanding right across from CeCe's Pizza.
On campus?
No. Okay. No, it was off campus.
Right across from CeCe's.
Moving on.
Now I hear, I haven't been back in a while, but I hear there's, you know, more than like one restaurant. So
get out of here.
Yeah.
No, that's true. There's actually.
It's really grown.
Yeah,
Brenham's a cool town.
Yeah,
yeah it is. I agree. All right, so.
We do digress.
Yeah, all right. In India, gosh, we all over the map. What are the chances? Who were the teams in the Miami Beach Bowl?
It was the Tulsa Golden Hurricane.
Oh, sure.
Which I still don't understand how they're the Golden Hurricanes in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And it was the Central Michigan Chippewas.
Of course.
It was not the Texas Longhorns.
No, it was not. And Chelsea would be happy to know that Central Michigan is also a place that J.J. Watt played.
Oh.
Tied in before his coach said, you're too good for here, you should go somewhere better.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, they probably were happy to be in Miami Beach then.
Yeah, I think they were happy to be
in
the
bowl game. I don't know what the temperature was in Central Michigan, wherever that
is. Well, you know they beat Oklahoma State in the regular season.
Oh, that's right, on that play that was messed up.
Yeah.
I remember that. In Indiana, a woman started shoplifting, and, well, you know how that can be, and she just couldn't stop. She grabbed several pieces of candy, stuffed them in her pants, picked up a potato peeler and an ice cream scoop. And some. Sounds like she was just starting out.
Yeah. Right.
Measuring spoons, two cake decorating tubes, and a box of Nestle's Quick.
Okay, I mean, I can kind of see a connection.
All of that would seem food related. Yeah, and I mean, those could fit in your pants without leaving an outline, but I think the box of Nestle Quick probably would give you away. The store manager saw what she was doing and tried to get her to stop, but her pants did a pretty good job of that anyway. She tried to run. The overloaded drawers began to slip down. They got to her ankles, and she fell down.
Oh.
Yeah, so there.
And overloaded drawers.
You know there's got to be video someplace.
Oh,
we just
I hope so.
Don't have it yet. You know?
Information.
So, an impulse shoplifter. Is that what we're dealing with? Knew what she wanted, then she walked by. Oh, no, I got to have one of those. One of these.
Yeah,
one of those.
Just couldn't stop.
And she was jangling.
Yes.
That's a dead giveaway.
That's probably right. She was.
It was a handy grip in
that. It's embarrassing to get caught anyway.
True.
Then with your pants around your ankles.
Not good. Not good. Yeah.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:16. It's December the 20th. It's a day before the first day of winter.
Really?
And it'll actually be warmer tomorrow than it is today.
And something weird, too, that I never realized, obviously, as the days get lower as we head to the winter solstice,
yeah,
that it's actually the sun rises later, mm-hmm. but it actually stays up at least later in the day.
Yes, yes.
And I always thought it was like, okay, well, it gets darker later. But
No, that's it. It spreads out, you know. So yeah. We get longer days starting.
Normally when I get up a little bit later than I have been.
Going to say, well, yeah, you do. You take one for the team this week.
Yeah.
I know. You get to get up early. And you know what? Inside of your vehicle is kind of cold. Steering wheel's a little cold. Seat's a little cold. Yeah, yeah, but at least there's not ice to scrape off the windshield. It could be a lot worse.
True.
Festivus is 2 days away, just telling you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So, go caroling day. Best if you do that in a group. Probably if you just break out into song in your neighborhood, people might think it a bit odd.
Ah, they don't mind it that much.
Okay, that's fine. And it's Sacagawea's. It's Sacagawea Day. That was the lady who was on the dollar gold piece that did
right.
the $1
Lewis
coin.
And Clark.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't take off too well. But it's the anniversary of her death.
Weird.
Wouldn't it seem like if it's going to be her day, they'd do the anniversary of her birth?
Well, how are they going to really know her birthday, Scott?
I don't know. Somebody must have written it down somewhere.
Did her tribe keep tabs on that? I mean, I'm just saying.
I not sure. There's got to be maybe some piece of leather someplace where they wrote all that stuff down.
Maybe
and
so.
And then they put it into their BlackBerry. all right. Okay, by the way, today is the last day to send packages by first-class mail and get them to Christmas by Christmas, okay? It's going to cost you after today. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays today. JoJo's turning 26.
Uh-uh.
Does she do anything anymore?
Big-time singer. I have no idea.
I haven't heard any JoJo music in years.
Wait. Do I need to do some of that today?
No,
we can do that.
No,
okay,
it's not right.
I don't even
it.
Know what
no.
she sings off the top
she,
of my head.
She was like a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
She had like one really good song. But it was years ago.
J-O-J-O? Is that
yep.
it, JoJo?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another one-hit wonder, Jonah Hill turning 33. No, he's surprisingly a good actor. You
he
know?
Is.
For comedy, but I mean, he really is a pretty good actor.
Yep.
David Wright, baseball player, turning 34 today. Lucy Pender, who's a model, is turning 33.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Wolf is turning 70 today.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Law and Order.
So, Law and Order, you see his name all over the place. David Cook.
You don't think he makes any money, do you?
Probably
no.
not.
I forget. Someplace I had read it at some point, he was just producing an amazing number of hours of programming.
Yeah,
for,
I mean, the fact that
NBC.
You recognize his name
yeah.
and you have no idea who he is,
yeah.
but
yeah.
you see it and you're like, oh, where have I seen that before? On every single credit line ever.
Yeah, there's a picture of him, and I didn't know what he looked like
yeah.
until today.
And if you're an old guy like me, remember that before the Law & Order franchise, he did this thing called Miami Vice, which worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it did all right. So he... yeah, when he calls and says, I've got an idea for a show, most everybody will answer
you
the phone, I would think. Yeah, yeah. All right, birthday, some more.
David Cook's turning 34. Did he win American Idol? I think he did.
I keep losing track.
He did. Okay. He won American Idol. I'm not for sure which season, but he did. He's turning 34. Peter Criss, drummer.
Oh, yeah.
Turning 71 today.
Now that we know what he looks like.
Yeah, now that we know what he looks like. And... that's really all I've got, not a whole lot.
A guy named Uri Geller, again, y'all are too young. This is a guy who is a psychic who
would bend spoons on live television.
Oh.
You know, using his mental power, supposedly, 70 years old. And Alan Parsons from the project.
Michael Jordan made him famous.
And Tommy Cole, who was one of the original Mouseketeers.
Wow.
How's that? He's 75 today. What if he's still got his ears? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay.
You better keep him.
Sit up, 620.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart now reporting that a brand new Remington Research Group poll conducted December 11th and 12th, it shows that Donald Trump is quickly gaining the support of the American people. Remington's director of research said, quote, America is 5 weeks removed from one of the most negative presidential campaigns in history. Donald Trump has been able to improve his image in a very short span, and if that continues, he will govern with a mandate. 47% of Americans viewed the president-elect favorably. Only 41% view him unfavorably. Poll also showed that people are siding with Trump when it comes to his press coverage. 50% now of Americans believe the media was biased and unfair in their coverage of Trump, and only 39% said the media had been fair. So much for the Armageddon that liberals predicted would occur if Trump got elected.
The Sean Hannity Show from Coast to Coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet, is now open in College Station and Bryan, serving customers for over 30 years. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while our certified technicians perform a complete professional oil change with Castrol GTX in just minutes. Experience the oil change that makes you smile today. Visit them on the web at take5oilchange.com to find the location nearest you. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Kishenko with your money now. The Interior Department has issued a rule putting tighter restrictions on coal mining near streams, one of several environmental rules President-elect Trump is targeted to undo once he takes office. The rule sets tougher standards for water quality and requires companies to restore streams more comprehensively after mining activities. Apple's discussing with the Indian government the possibility of manufacturing its products in the country as the company seeks to grow its sales and presence in the South Asian nation. Today's Wall Street Journal says in a letter to the government last month, the Cupertino, California firm outlined its plans and sought financial incentives to move ahead. Uber continued to grow sales, but also continued to lose money in its latest quarter, which could cool for now any chances for its hotly anticipated initial public offering. The ride-hailing company lost at least $800 million. The closely held company doesn't disclose financial results publicly, but held a call with investors last week to discuss results. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Children's eyes sparkle with anticipation. Cheery voices and carols. Steaming mugs of hot apple cider. Holiday magic is truly alive in Texas. And the Texas Trading Post hopes that you and your family are touched by the wonders of Christmas time. The Texas Trading Post, your local online superstore for everything Texas. They're serious about fun Texas stuff at txtraders.com. Merry Christmas, y'all, from the Texas Trading Post.
Every day we face adversity of varying degrees in our lives, but it's really when people overcome astounding odds that it really holds a special place in our heart. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 14-year-old kid named Jordan Peacock in O'Fallon, Illinois, just across the border from St. Louis, hasn't had an easy life, but he's had an even harder year. You see, he was born with only one arm because of a birth defect, and he also has some development issues. Well, back in April, his dad had a stroke and passed away 9 days later. So the last 8 months have been pretty hard for Jordan. But check this out. He's really into bowling, and he's on the junior varsity bowling team at his high school. His dad was a big bowler too, so that's where he gets it. And he had a match against another school last Thursday that he wasn't even supposed to bowl in. His coach decided to sub him in for another kid at the last minute, and without even warming up, he got 12 strikes in a row and bowled a perfect game. Everyone in the place went nuts, including kids from the other school. According to his mom, it's something his dad never even did. He bowled a 299 four times, meaning he got 11 strikes in a row, but all four times he left one pin standing on his final frame. Unfortunately, he wasn't there in person to see his son bowl a 300 last week, but in Jordan's eyes, he was. He told local news that he thinks about his dad every day and that, quote, he always watches me bowl. Now that's something that can warm your heart. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
This holiday season is a blur of activity, and it can be easy to lose sight of what matters most. Coming together with family and friends and being thankful for the joys we have. Painting with a Twist wishes you and yours all the love and joy this holiday season. Cheers to making memories that last with those we love. Painting with a Twist in the Kohl's Shopping Center. It's a little bit of paint, a little bit of wine, and a whole lot of fun. Sign up now at paintingwithatwist.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Painting with a Twist.
Good morning at 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Better today. Got some sun out there. There'll be a few clouds, but mostly sunny. And a high temperature of 52. North winds at about 5 miles an hour. So, all right to be outside and do stuff. 40 will be our low temperature tonight, around 63 for tomorrow. And then we'll be in the upper 50s. Moving along to, how about Christmas Eve Day with a high of 72? And we're looking ahead to Christmas Day. It looks like the high temperature will be 73 degrees. So there you are. It's Christmas in Texas. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 5, 48% relative humidity. Overcast skies, we got 35.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates. Zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Most family fights occur at a specific time of day, and it's probably a good time not to have a difficult conversation. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Listen up to learn how to get guaranteed Christmas delivery on all orders.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early.
Then something always seems to get in the way, like, life. But regardless of when I start my shopping, the gifts are the one thing I can actually get done and done right, thanks to thecompanystore.com. And I can do all my shopping from the convenience of, well, just about anywhere. They're known for their quality bedding and bath, but thecompanystore.com also makes great homemade gifts that are perfect for literally everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
This gift season, check out thecompanystore.com. They've been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy family pajamas to the perfect pillow and more, including travel gifts, sweaters, scarves, mittens, terry robes, holiday decor, even gifts for your pets. Order between November 29th and December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code ELF before December 21st.
Is your family a happy family? It turns out that happy families have a few important things in common.
They adapt all the time. There's a system where they can change. In our case, we have a family meeting once a week where we talk about how we're functioning as a family.
Bruce Feiler, author of the book, The Secrets of Happy Families.
So they adapt all the time. They talk a lot. And the final thing is they go out and play. It sounds easy, but it's actually the thing that we most forget.
If you want to cut down the number of family fights,
it turns out we know a lot about fighting. So the highest conflict time in families is between 6 and 8 p.m. Everybody's coming back from their busy day. They're bringing their own tension. So we no longer have those conversations between 6 and 8 in our family.
I'm sure you've heard that having family meals together is important.
But here's the problem. A third of us aren't doing it. Americans rank 33 out of 35 countries and having meals together. What if my wife has to work late or my child has sports practice? Am I just doomed to have an unhappy family? Well, the answer is no, because when you dig into the research, it shows that there's only 10 minutes of conversation in any meal. The rest is taken up with take your elbows off the table and pass the ketchup. And you can take that 10 minutes, move it to any time of the day, and still have the benefit. So if you can have family dinner, great. But if not, have family breakfast, meet for a bedtime snack. Even one meal on the weekends can have benefits.
Tomorrow, a better way to have those difficult family conversations. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 35 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been just over 1 month since the city of College Station started banning the use of wireless devices while driving and bicycling. Police has issued one ticket and 88 warnings.
Very much like driving down the street, and any person can at times notice a vehicle swerving within a lane or not maintaining the appropriate speed, and you decide to pass that vehicle, and it doesn't surprise you that you see the driver there manipulating a communication device. That's what our officers are looking for.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says officers are getting a variety of reactions from drivers, most who live in the Twin Cities.
Some say they don't know about the ordinance. Others are very much, yeah, I knew about it. It's a habit. That's one of the reasons we're writing those warnings, because we want to break that habit, give people an opportunity to change that behavior, break that bad habit.
Brock encourages residents to tell their family and friends coming to town for the holidays about the ban. College Station police are looking for three black teenage boys accused of armed robbery. According to the report, two victims were taking out their trash in the 1600 block of Southwest Parkway near Bee Creek Park when they were confronted by the three suspects. One pointed a gun at them and demanded valuables. The victims complied and the suspects fled the area on foot. No one was injured. Further descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. There are more than 60 school boards in Texas opposed to having their districts rated by a letter grade. The Bryan School Board joined the growing list last night, calling on legislature and the governor to change the accountability system that's scheduled to start next fall. David Stasny says the state's new rules don't take into account factors out of the district's control, including a child's home life.
A teacher had told, who's now retired, said that third grader was falling asleep in class every day. It turns out the third grader was responsible at home for taking care of the baby and had to get up at night and change the diaper. Now this is a third grader, and therefore slept all day during class.
Stasny noted one issue with adopting a resolution written by the Statewide School Administrators Association.
The only part that I know, or at least I'm 99% sure the legislature and the governor will not accept, is the idea that it sort of implies that we're going to come up with our own accountability system. community-based. And that's, I just know that's not going to fly.
A resolution adopted last week by the College Station School Board calls for state and local input to determine campus and district-wide performance. State Senator Charles Schwertner, who represents Brazos County, has filed legislation that would require state contractors to utilize the federal E-Verify system to determine the legal work status of their employees. Senate Bill 23 would create a law based on an executive order issued by former Governor Perry that currently requires state contractors and subcontractors to use E-Verify. Schwertner cited information from the Legislative Budget Board that there are currently 30,000 active government contracts between the state of Texas and private businesses that are collectively valued at more than $91 billion. 14 state senators agreed to co-sponsors SB 23, including Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham and Brandon Creighton of Conroe. Newly elected Bryan City Councilman Ruben Marine has compiled a list of what he wants to do in the next 3 years. Speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, number one is improving streets.
I can name off a few: Palisoda Street, Commerce Street, Leonard Road, which is part of TxDOT, which we would need to work with them to get developed. But to me, those are more safety issues. We have kids walking down those streets. The streets are very narrow. We need to work at getting those streets repaired.
Number two, as requested by residents of single-member District 1, is unity on the city council. It may not get the attention as Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott jumping into a large red kettle, but the mayors of the Twin Cities do generate money for the local Salvation Army at the annual bell ringing challenge. This year, new mayors participated. Andrew Nelson of Bryan was the first to be asked about the results on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I'm pleased to say that Mayor Mooney and I both raised a lot of money for a wonderful cause. Yeah. Salvation Army's been around for 150 years and longer than that. It's wonderful, but I'm even more delighted to say we work together, two cities, one community.
Eventually, Nelson announced the winner.
But on that day, the more competitive we are against each other, the more we raise for a good cause. And I'm quite to say that, happy to say, I think we won that.
The Salvation Army continues bell ringing at various locations. And if you think the last couple of mornings were cold, well, it was worse 20 years ago. The National Weather Service reports record cold temperatures were set in the Twin Cities in 1996. Yesterday morning's low at Easterwood Airport was 23. That's compared with a record of 17. Sunday's low was 27 compared to the record of 19. And as for today, the record low was 18, set back in 1924. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 35 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Getting things lined out for the new year for your business. Remember that you can get faster internet speeds. You can get phone for less than you're paying now. You can have cable TV inside your waiting room. You can have music in your waiting area as well, or back where your employees are. All of those things are available for you. Just one phone call away. That's to Chad Cowan. He's the Suddenlink business guy. You can join more than 100,000 businesses who trust Suddenlink to give them the internet service that they need for their employees or maybe their customers as well, and then all those other things that I mentioned, and save you money. Right now you can get 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for just $124.95 a month, and it just takes a phone call, 595-2413. That's what they have put together as a package right now, but they can custom build a package for you at Suddenlink for just exactly what you need, adding the phone service and then having maybe increased capacity, because after all, this is a gig city here. You can get up to 1 gig speeds if you need them. 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW...
Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Partly cloudy to clear skies going through the night with low temperatures by early Tuesday morning. A chilly 25 to 30. Now it will turn milder over the next several days into midweek with fair weather continuing. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high of 50. Fair weather at night, staying above freezing, mid-30s on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, sunny and again even milder, low 60s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Matthew McConaughey of college women's basketball coaching Gary Blair is going to be in action today. We'll hear a little bit from Coach. They'll be taking part in a tourney out there in Orlando. Also, Miles Garrett is staying, at least for the bowl game. Talk about that. A couple of other guys, by the way, announced that they will not be participating in their team's bowl games. A little bit of back and forth as to who or people supporting them, people that aren't supporting that. We'll talk about that as well as, of course, some other bowl games. Basketball, NBA last night. Mavericks out in Denver. Well, all that more coming up in sports.
All right, so the electors got together, and they didn't really care what Martin Sheen thought. Or
oh, my gosh.
Or all the other celebrities.
Yeah. Who gives a crap what you think
exactly.
If you're a celebrity?
Well, here's the thing that's interesting, and what they are called is they're called faithless, okay? They are called faithless electors if they choose to not vote the way they are, quote, supposed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Idea was all they needed to do was get 37 so-called faithless electors, and that would prevent Donald Trump from getting the 270 electoral votes. What was fascinating is, you know, there were 7 electors who were faithless. They did not follow the instructions that they were supposed to follow. 2 of them did not vote for Donald Trump when they were supposed to. Huh. But that leaves 5 others who were Democrats who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
See? They don't mention that. They say there were seven faithless electors. But only 2 of them were Republican. It was the other 5 who went, Hillary? I'm not going to vote for her.
Yeah, well, apparently, at least I'm looking on the New York Times, and it's saying that there were 5 electoral voters that had pledged to Clinton but voted for someone else.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think 3 of them went for Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
1 of them went for, you know, which would be my vote, for Faith Spotted Eagle.
Yeah.
Who is a...
That is a Native American leader there, Scott.
Faith Spotted Eagle.
Is it? Okay.
Faith Spotted Eagle is an actual person's name. She's the lady up at the Dakota Pipeline.
Oh. No, what, you know, because I was looking for a... I was looking actually...
For an eagle?
Well, I was looking for a bumper sticker to put on my, you know, my vehicle that would say,
you gotta
elect Faith Spotted Eagle.
Harambe or get out.
Okay, I'll remember that. And then, of course, Bernie, I think, got one, too.
Yeah.
So that's just great. Now, as far as the Republicans are concerned, John Kasich got one and Ron Paul got
one. Both from Texas, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But it was Texas that sent him over the top.
Yeah,
that is true. Woo-hoo. So exactly what happened? I mean, are they reprimanded at all? I mean,
they can be fined up to $1,000, but it's different for every state. It's different for every state. Some of them they may just get a stern talking to. You know, somebody may shake a finger at them and say, don't do that.
Well, then what's the point of having them?
Well, but here's the... It was all a system that was created by Alexander Hamilton. Okay, long time ago. Now
he's got a musical out.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, there are a lot of people who have heard about it for the first time because of it. But you know, and the idea for the Electoral College, I know it sounds archaic, but if you look at it from a campaigning standpoint, mm-hmm. understand that 1/3 of all of the Democrats who are in Congress, 1/3 of all of the Democrats that are in Congress are from three states.
Mm. Yeah.
New York, California, and Massachusetts. So if you are campaigning for the popular vote, what makes you go to Kansas?
Right.
You know, you're going to spend all of your time talking to the people in the big cities and the populous states.
And I understand the premise of the Electoral College in that, you're alluding to, you know, the majority of Americans live in big cities.
Right.
And a lot of those cities are blue. And
No. A lot of people, not the majority of people.
Yeah.
You're saying
majority of people. Exactly.
Right. A lot of people do. But yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, at least in the cities, typically they go blue.
Right. That's true. Yeah.
And obviously people that live in an urban area are going to have different philosophies, probably economically,
mm-hmm.
most of all,
mm-hmm.
compared to someone who lives in a rural area, say a farmer in Kansas. So I understand why the Electoral College helps balance things out. It kind of helps the minority in this case.
And yeah, if you need to look at it from the why do you think it helps the minority? Because I think the Electoral College doesn't do that because the popular vote is in her favor. She
right.
won the popular vote.
Right.
So that means the big cities. But what this does is balances it. In fact, gives that farmer in Kansas a vote or a voice. That is more equal because of the Electoral College.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The farmer is the minority.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
I see what you're saying. Okay,
because
right.
there were fewer people. I'm not talking about necessarily demographics. What I'm saying is, you know, there were fewer people that voted for Trump. And so their voice is heard. It's equal. And in this case, more so than maybe someone who lives in the city.
And that's what, if you go back to the Founding Fathers, that was a really big deal. I mean, that was one of the things that was really important. That, yes, we need to have one House, the House of Representatives, that's based on population. But secondly, those small states, and again, of the original 13 colonies, there's some itty-bitty states in there.
Right.
You know, there's Rhode Island. How is Rhode Island going to be equal to New York? You have to find a way for that to happen. How is New Hampshire? How are Vermont? How are they going to be able to come up against those original 13 colonies? And so big state, small state really was an important part of how we tried to come up with a balanced electorate. People's voices could be heard in all sorts of different ways. And so, yeah, I understand it sounds archaic to somebody who's just voted in their first election and they think it's a horrible system, but I don't know that it is a bad system.
And it's not necessarily, as I talked about, Scott, I do support what it's standing for, but at the same time, I think what I have issue with is how these folks are appointed. They're not voted in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when
we're talking about the electors,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Instead, of course, America is a representative democracy, and so we vote people in to have our best interests at heart when they go to Washington. If we don't like them, then we don't re-vote. You know, we don't vote them back in. But these folks, there's not really much of a reprimand, other than, as you talked about, a fine possibly.
So that there could be a revolt of electors.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have to necessarily represent their constituents.
The will of the people might not be.
And we don't put them there.
No, we don't. That's right. Well, and also remember, originally, United States senators were elected by the legislatures of their state. They were not elected by the people, and they made that change. And, you know, there's been talk about, you know, they ought to change that back because there are a lot of us out there that are idiots who don't know who we should vote for. Well, but by the same token, you have to let those idiots vote every once in a while because if not, then what, your state reps are going to decide who your U.S. senators are? I don't like that idea. You know, because then money can get spread around, influence can get spread around,
mm-hmm.
and the people's voices.
It all becomes very political,
yeah.
doesn't
yeah, you got,
it?
You got collusion between the House and the,
all
and
that
the Senate.
Stuff.
And
bottom line is, they lost. Hollywood can go sit down and shut up. And yeah, we'll talk about that probably later this week. This will probably be a very non-Hollywood type inauguration.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Well, Kanye will probably be there.
Yeah, Kanye will be there, and Tom Selleck will be there, and Chachi will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There.
I forgot about Scott Baio.
Yeah, we got that going.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
People who work in forestry are called dendrologists, and unless you're a serious dendrologist, several important facts about trees' trunks may have slipped past you. You never know when they might come in handy, however, so we're going to spend a couple of minutes discussing them here. Curious facts about tree trunks right after this important message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. A tree's trunk consists of several types of cells. The outer layer, the bark, serves to protect the trunk and its branches from mechanical injury. Just inside the bark is the phloem, P-H-L-O-E-M. That cylinder of tissues carries manufactured sugars from the leaves down to nourish the roots. Just inside the phloem is the cambium layer, and it's in that tissue that new cells are formed, phloem to the outside and xylem to the inside. The xylem tissue makes up the heart of any tree's trunk. Most of the lumber is xylem wood. It may be 70 or 80% or even more of the volume of a large trunk or branch, yet almost all of its cells are actually dead. Even after they die, however, those cells continue to act as veritable straws, with water and nutrient solutions being pulled through them from the roots up to the foliage. The cells have a high content of lignin, and they give the tree its strength and rigidity. They're the part of a tree that turns into that lumber, as I mentioned. You never want to wrap wire, nylon twine, or any other permanent material around the trunk of a tree. As the trunk or branch grows and expands, the wrap will gradually embed itself within the bark. Then the phloem, the outer layer just inside the bark, will be severed, and the flow of sugars from the leaves to the roots will stop. Along the same line of thinking, two of the most damaging things that can happen to any tree are line trimmer damage and to have a dog peel the trunk's bark all the way around the tree at any one level. The phloem is lost in those processes. It comes off with the bark. Bark is a dead tissue. It will fall away naturally. Think of a tree's trunk like a partially inflated balloon, and then think of dipping that balloon into mud. As the mud dries, imagine blowing the balloon up to full inflation. Unable to expand, that dried mud would simply crack and fall to the ground. Bark does the same thing. It's just more noticeable in some trees than others. Crepe myrtles and sycamores and paper birch, for example. If a tree's trunk leans at an angle, pulling and staking that trunk will never be a solution. Let's use a brand new tree as an example. If it's a few degrees away from being perfectly upright, your first temptation might simply be to pull it into vertical alignment and then hold it with a stake or guy wire for a year or two. But whenever you release it, it's going to go back to the old lean. That's not what you want. And then finally, young Schumard red oaks and Chinese pistachios that have been planted must be wrapped for their first year or two to protect against sun scald and borer invasion. Success in gardening starts with soil. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Good morning at 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball is in action today, tipping off the Florida Sunshine Classic in Orlando. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the tourney.
Well, we have Dayton first. Dayton has been a former Sweet 16 team. They're a mid-major, new coach this year. In fact, their old coach spoke at our coaching academy this year, Jim Jabir. But we will go up against the best point guard that we've played this year, the Burdett kid. And as soon as we get finished with Burdett, we'll go against the next best point guard that we've played all year. The kid from Syracuse is super quick. She's one of the tops in the country. She leads them in scoring. In fact, both of the point guards, they lead their teams in scoring, so we're going to have our work cut out.
Now, as you heard Coach say, the Aggies take on Dayton today at noon, followed by a 2:15 matchup against number 21 Syracuse, tomorrow. Broadcast for both games will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Well, good news for Aggie football fans. All-American defensive end Miles Garrett says he will play in the team's Texas Bowl game against Kansas State on December 28th. The statement comes after LSU's Leonard Fournette and Stanford's Christian McCaffrey announced they'll be skipping their bowls games or their team's bowls games to get ready for the NFL draft. Garrett, of course, is projected to be a top three first round pick. Well, bowl season has already gotten underway with several games over this past weekend. Yesterday, there was just one, though, as Tulsa faced off against Central Michigan in the Miami Beach Bowl.
First and 10, and quickly, here's the snap. Back to pass, Evans. Evans throws high in the air toward the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Keevan Lucas. Touchdown, TU. 27-yard touchdown pass, Dane Evans to Keevan Lucas.
And that was a recurring theme as Evans passed for 304 yards and 5 touchdowns to lead the Golden Hurricane over the Chippewas 55-10. Today it's the Boca Raton Bowl with 8-4 Memphis squaring off with 10-3 Western Kentucky. Kickoff for that one is at 6 p.m. In the professional game, Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien had a big announcement yesterday.
I've let the team know this afternoon that Tom Savage will be the starting quarterback this week. Against Cincinnati, as I said yesterday, you know, we don't make decisions, based on anything other than what's best for the team. You know, we make decisions on what we think is the best way to help the team, what helps the team win. And I think that yesterday and this week, I feel like Tom Savage gives us the best chance to win.
Savage threw for 260 yards in Sunday's win over Jacksonville after relieving beleaguered starter Brock Osweiler in the second quarter. After signing a four-year, $72 million contract in the offseason, Osweiler is second in the league in picks with 16 to go along with only 14 touchdowns. Well, Cam Newton looked to be back to his old self last night. He passed for 300 yards and a pair of touchdowns as the Carolina Panthers upended the Washington Redskins at home 26-15. It keeps Carolina in the playoff race at 6-8. Meanwhile, Washington needs a little bit of help. They no longer control their own destiny at 7-6-1. Nikola Jokic had 27 points and 15 rebounds, and Gary Harris scored a career-high 24 as the Denver Nuggets beat the Dallas Mavericks 117-107 last night. Meanwhile, this evening, it'll be the Spurs and Rockets back in action against each other. Houston comes in riding a 10-game win streak, while San Antonio puts its 14-1 road record on the line. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock in H-Town. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are back at home. They entertain the St. Louis Blues at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Well, let's see, 1946, that means it's 70 years now that Acme Glass has been here to help you out when you need glass and you want glass. Of course, they're there at the corner of 28th and Main in downtown Bryan. That's the Moorhead family, and they've owned Acme Glass since they opened up back in 1946. To make sure that you have glass when you need it, and when you want it. More often than not, something's happened and you need to get glass replaced quickly. And they understand that at Acme Glass, and they'll be there as quick as they can to take care of that for you. They're just a phone call away. Of course, sometimes it's a convenient situation if you need glass replaced, for instance, in a vehicle or in a piece of equipment that has to stay out in the field. Acme Glass goes out in the field, and they make those things happen for you. They also do fleet service. They have state vehicle inspections, by the way, and they'll restore your headlights if they're starting to look bad. So there are a lot of different things that Acme Glass has grown to do over their years. So the Moorheads wish you a happy holiday season, and they invite you to give them a call or visit their locations in Bryan or College Station whenever you need them. It's Acme Glass.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $13,499. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Let's Do Weather is brought to you by Anchor Foundation.